Schools, that is the story of the day. Lots in the papers, particularly in the broadsheets this morning about the schools reopening. But we'll start with the Irish Examiner first this morning. Extra teachers needed to open schools is the paper's headline there today. But Daniel McConnell, the paper's political editor, writing that parish halls, community centres and even spare rooms in the secondary schools, that's what's going to be used to ensure that pupils remain 1 metre apart. And it's all part of this new €200 million plan to try and get the classrooms back open at the end of next month, because the Education Minister, Norma Foley, is her plan, which is going to be approved by the Cabinet today, it'll see the likes of smaller second level classes effectively stripped out of any kind of excess furniture, things like, you know, maybe materials to ensure that the proper social distance is being maintained. This is all when the schools open on the 31st of next month, and that's according to government sources quoted in the front of the Irish Examiner today. But in terms of what's happening today, the Education Minister is going to put down this to table effectively this first kind of substantial memo to the Cabinet, which will see hundreds of additional teachers brought back into the system, despite concerns being expressed by some of the trade union leaders. Just to give you a quick indication of what's likely to be announced today, according to the Irish Examiner anyway this morning, children below third class, they won't need to maintain social distancing. All other primary school children, they're going to be sitting in these kind of pods and bubbles. Second level students then, they're going to have to stay 1 metre apart though. The gyms, the libraries, the music rooms, the science halls, as well as halls in nearby community buildings, they're all going to be used to ensure that all students can return at the end of the month. Full cover for special needs assistance, funding for hundreds more teachers as well, and personal protective equipment, sufficient levels of that. Teaching principals, they're going to get an extra day's admission leave to try, administrative leave, to try and deal with the whole COVID-19 related issues. And also a substantial provision for the substitute teachers to grant teaching principals that leave, and also escalation of school cleaning practices to minimise the spread of the virus. That's the front page of the Irish Examiner this morning in terms of kind of the main points to note on that. The Irish Independent, what they tell us about the back to school plans, lunch breaks, they're going to be staggered, and pupils too will be restricted to mingling in the yard and the play yard with only their own classmates under these new rules that are being announced. And then on the front of the Irish Times this morning, what they tell us is that the students, they won't be required to wear face masks in class under these public health guidelines that are going to be issued. While the face coverings aren't regarded as suitable at primary school level, the secondary school students, though, they will have the option of wearing them if they wish in class, where physical distancing might be difficult to maintain. And then as well, the teachers, they will not be required to wear face masks either, because there is a sort of a feeling that concealing facial expression, particularly at the primary school, at the younger level, at those kids, that it can often make communication quite difficult. But they may be used in cases where physical distancing isn't possible in the classrooms, or where a teacher maybe is involved in you know, prolonged close contact with some pupils. Interested in your view on this morning. No mandatory masks for kids at primary level, optional for the secondary level. Teachers don't have to wear the masks either. Kids below third class, they're going to need to, in terms of the social distancing, children below third class will not need to maintain social distancing. What do you make of all of this? Do you agree with these proposed plans that it's been speculated across all of the broadsheets this morning? Let us know here on Newstalk 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. The other story this morning, just staying with education, is childcare. And it's actually the lead story in the front of the Irish Times this morning, because the government is to initiate what they're describing as a wide-ranging review of the fragmented childcare sector. That'll pave the way for the introduction of a new childcare agency. Plans now to review, for this review will be brought to the Cabinet. That's happening too today by the Children's Minister, Roderick O'Gorman. And under the plan, according to the Irish Times, an interdepartmental group, that's going to be set up to examine the current model of oversight of the sector, which advocacy groups have said is beset with red tape and funding, planning, inspection and other regulatory issues. And at the moment, oversight, governance and other kind of functions, they too were spread across dozens of different bodies, ranging from maybe 30 city and county childcare committees to national bodies such as Pubble. But the memo is seen as the first step by this new government in an effort to try and streamline and improve what a source described to the Irish Times as the fragmented model of childcare supervision and regulation. That's a story you'll be hearing more about too today, front page of the Irish Times this morning. Just also as well on education, the front of the Irish Examiner this morning too, Simon Harris is today asked those involved in third level education and beyond to try and arrive at three different concrete proposals to tackle what he called the epidemic of sex crime. And the minister is to meet with the National Advisory Committee on Sexual Harassment and Violence in the third level education sector today. It's part of his role as the Higher Education Minister and is expected to spell out his intentions on tackling issues, things like consent, sexual harassment, both on campus and in homes around the country. And that's something I'm sure you'll be hearing much more about today as well. Also, really interesting story in the front of the Irish Independent this morning. Well, first of all, the lovely, really gorgeous photograph of Conan and Delvin. They're 5 and 2, the Kavanagh kids from Rathfarnham in Dublin, playing with their dog Bowie yesterday. But it's all in relation to this new research that's out this morning. It's a new study that suggests that growing up with a dog can have a powerful psychological impact on kids from a really early age. It's an Australian study. It's published in the Paediatric Research Journal. But they found that kids who grew up with a dog were 30% less likely to have conduct problems. And also they had better pro-social behaviours than kids who didn't have any dogs. And this study highlighted the social emotional benefits of owning a dog, walking a dog, playing with the dog, and that all beginning from a very early age. And also early childhood education and care, Dr. Judith Butler, who's the course coordinator at Cork IT, said that pets teach us valuable life lessons, things like responsibility and empathy. And there's more in that story. Really interesting. It's in the health and living section and also on the front page of the Irish Independent this morning. Just staying with the Independent today, because the other story that emerged over recent days, lots of discussion too over the weekend, is about rent. This is thousands of tenants now facing rent rises because the government's new ban on these increases will only apply to people who were deemed to have been financially hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, this move has sparked fears that landlords, legally prohibited from increasing rents for the last 5 months, that they will now target tenants with significant rent rises. And before his appointment, the Housing Minister, Darragh O'Brien, publicly pledged to ensure the national rent freeze would remain in place until at least October. But the legislation that he bring before the Dáil this week contains only measures to stop landlords increasing rents for people who self-declare that they've lost earnings due to coronavirus. Interested in your view on this morning, just on the rent. I know it affects so many people out there. I'm a tenant myself, but if you're on one of those schemes like the wage subsidy, or perhaps you've had a pay cut, maybe it has now been restored, does that mean it's still fair game for your landlord to give you a rent hike? What do you have to do to report it? Do you have to tell your landlord you've had a pay cut? Just interested in how the mechanics of all of this are going to work. But that story is page 8 of the Irish Independent this morning. Also inside the Irish Times today, just interesting research out that there's a need now, a fairly substantial increase in the number of doctors, including hospital consultants and GPs, that's going to be needed in the coming years, according to a HSE report. And this forecast by the Executive National Doctor Training and Planning Group on the training pipeline to meet demands in 2028 says the number of consultants in acute hospital specialities could potentially have to rise by 53%. It also suggests that if the government wants to introduce free GP care for all kids and those over 70, there's going to be a need, an increase of 32% in the number of family doctors, that's what's going to be required. And they'll also have to be a fairly substantial rise in the number of specialist training positions. More on that research and also that report by Martin Wall, the Irish Times industry correspondent, page 5 of the paper there this morning. Just one or two other stories as well to note today, just in terms of some of the tabloids. And the Mirror reporting this morning that this is a story too that emerged over the weekend and lots of criticism. Hall's ban for jobless is the Mirror's headline. Threat to axe benefits of COVID unemployment slammed as vile. This is the People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd Barrett says that stopping benefits for people who travel abroad has been described as a vile attack on the jobless. This is people on the pandemic unemployment payment and the job seekers allowance, that they will lose that support if they're to leave the country. And arm the Gardaí and also the social welfare officers, that they'll be at the airports to enforce the move. Richard Boyd Barrett, fairly raging, according to the Mirror this morning, said a beggar's belief that they would single out people. And there's more on that story inside the tabloids too today. Just finally, in terms of some of the other stories online and inside the papers this morning, do you have a cheat day? Well, research out today shows that having a cheat day, so like binging on, you know, kind of the fatty, the bad foods, it's not actually bad for your health. This research found that the body can cope surprisingly well with occasional overeating. And the study by the Centre for Nutrition, Exercise and Metabolism at the University of Bath involved participants eating pizza well after feeling full in order to test what effect this might have on the body. So this trial group was made up of young, relatively healthy men, from 22 to 37 years of age. They doubled their calorie intake, but they managed to keep the amount of nutrients in the bloodstream within the kind of the normal range level. And despite the surprising findings, scientists cautioned against the risks of prolonged overeating. Their lead researcher, Aaron Hengst, explained that we all know the long-term risks of overindulgence with food when it comes to obesity, type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease, but we also know much less about some of the immediate effects all you can eat can have on the body. And our findings show the body actually copes remarkably well when faced with a massive and sudden calorie excess intake. I have to say, I live for cheat day. As somebody who's probably been on a diet for the vast majority of their life, I'm fairly delighted today to hear that cheat day is something you're allowed to do. Those are the stories making the headlines this Monday morning. Now,